All the information, 60-day money-back guarantee. You don't like it, send it back. Go to MyPillow.com or call 1-800-951-8175 and save a bunch of money on a good night's sleep with a MyPillow.
Centoya Brown walked free from a Tennessee prison on Wednesday after serving 15 years behind bars for the murder of a man she says bought her so he could have sex with her when she was 16. Former Democratic Governor of Tennessee Bill Haslam explains his decision to grant Brown clemency on the Today Show.
Centoya really had done what we hope happens when people are incarcerated. In the end, we decided the right thing and that society was better off with Centoya out of prison.
Advocates for sex trafficking victims say Brown's release 36 years early is a victory for their cause. Counselor to the president, Kellyanne Conway, tells Fox News President Trump is focused on reforming gun laws and not the people who are criticizing him.
It is the president, not the wannabe presidents, who's going across this country today to try to bring people together and then returning here to Washington tonight, Bill and Sandra, waiting for Congress to do its job, put legislation on his desk that he can sign and make a difference in this country.
This is USA Radio News.
Are you tired of high cable TV rates? Sign up for Dish today and get a $500 bonus offer while supplies last. Plus, lock in your price for 2 years guaranteed. Call All American Dish, your Dish authorized retailer now.
800-610-5739. 800-610-5739. That's 800-610-5739. Offers require credit qualification, 24-month commitment, early termination fee, Eddie Auto Pay. Restrictions apply. Call for details.
New claims of sexual abuse are facing the Boy Scouts of America. A lawsuit filed this week shows hundreds of former scouts have come forward in recent months to say they were molested. James Kretzer is one of those accusers. He sits down with NBC News and explains the toll the alleged abuse has had on his life.
I was actually sitting in the middle of the highway, the big road, waiting. And I can remember just thinking, it'll just be okay if a big truck comes by. It'll be over. I don't have to deal with this anymore.
SpaceX has another successful launch. With more, here's USA Radio Network's Wendy King.
The Amos-17 communications satellite for the Israeli company Spacecom launched from Florida despite unfavorable weather. The Falcon 9 rocket lifted off at 7:23, a half an hour later than originally scheduled due to earlier rain and clouds in the area. It was launched from Cape Canaveral. Spacecom calls the Amos-17 the most advanced satellite designed for Africa. It also will cover parts of Europe and the Middle East. The Israeli satellite, which was built by Boeing, deployed into orbit about 31 minutes after liftoff. On Thursday, the neighboring Launch Complex 41 is set up for an early morning launch, carrying a U.S. Air Force communications satellite atop a United Launch Alliance Atlas V rocket.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Good afternoon, Huntington County. Here is your weather report. It is 82 degrees outside, mostly sunny. It says partly cloudy, but I'm an optimist. I'm going to call mostly sunny today. I don't see too much coming up. Oh, wait. Nope, I'm wrong. Flash flood alerts, thunderstorm alerts. What a surprise going on here in Huntington County, New Jersey. Listen, tonight we're still going to have some more showers going out there. Watch for mainly before 11 p.m. with a low around 67. Thursday, chance of thunderstorms and showers again. Pretty much in the afternoon again. 30% chance of precipitation. Always had a problem with that word. And then Friday, we're looking at sunny skies, high of 84, light winds. Friday night, mostly clear around 61, and going into the weekend. Saturday, high near 83 with lots of sun, mostly clear going into the evening, and the same thing on Sunday. Looking pretty good for the weekend. Don't move. Be right back.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Good afternoon, Hunterdon County. Shout out to Clinton, New Jersey. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one, the only, the most outstanding and fantastical Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is the phone number that will change your life. That's right, I said it. You need to lose weight. You need to get stronger. You need more energy. You've been putting it off for, I don't know, a decade. Stop. Don't put it off any longer. 908-627-7020. One of us will help you out. I promise you, you will get results if you follow our program. So I have a really special show coming up here, and joined in studio today by our mystery guest. No, it's not a mystery. We broadcast it all over the place. Hey, Rick's watching from 5 a.m. Wolfpack. What's up, Rick? Here, let's do a sound check to see which one you are. Say hello.
Hello.
I can hear you.
Oh, me too.
There we go. All right. So we'll get to you in a second. Don't talk anymore. No. So listen, a couple of quick things before we get going. You can start your 10-week challenge any day that you want to. You don't have to wait for September. You don't have to wait for Monday. You don't have to wait for New Year's. Any freaking day you want to, you can start your 10-week challenge. All you have to do is give us a call. So, hey, Mary's watching. Mary, are you in your office watching right now? I don't know. Anyway, what else is going on here? Got to give a shout-out here. Quick shout-out to Team Clinton. I love doing this because, you know, so much goes on behind the scenes at the Max Challenge of Clinton, and our amazing members, and I've said this before, I'll say it again, we are successful because you are successful, because you follow this program, you ask questions, you show up and walk through those doors for class. So so much gratitude going out to you all. But behind the scenes, and sometimes in front of the scenes, we have this whole team. Hey, Holly. Good to see you, Holly. Whole team of compassionate experts there. Of course, we have the one and only Ron and Lauren Edelstein. They are the visionaries, the driving force, the puppeteers behind there, working the strings of the Max Challenge of Clinton. Hey, Lynn. Good to see you. Same here, Holly. Same here. I'm not going to tell you what anybody's saying either, Sam. So, no, I'm just kidding. I'm just kidding. Hey, Sue's watching too. Not my Sue, our Sue. So, listen, we got Ron and Lauren Edelstein, the visionaries there. We have the amazing Jillian, assistant manager and instructor extraordinaire. We have the most amazing Sarah, the fantastical Kim, who taught class this morning and really did a great job in there. We have the most amazing Scotty that's out there. Scotty, Mr. Low Energy himself. he was like the plank master now, Scott. You see, time flies when we're having fun. I'm watching it here. We're going to have a hard break. That's why I'm not introducing Samantha yet, because I got to get this out of the way, and then we're going to have a lot to talk about today. What else? So we have Scotty coming on board. We have the incredible Deb, who's on board now. We have Priya, who's coming on board now. And the amazing Terry, who joins us in the evening time. She comes at the 6 a.m. Incredibles class, and then she comes back later on and helps us out at the front desk as a membership experience leader. Team Clinton, for your viewing pleasure and listening pleasure. Aaron, good to see you, Aaron. Listen, I only got about 2 minutes here, so we still have summer student memberships open until right before Labor Day weekend. So you still have time to get those 10 weeks for $2.99. Also, the entire month of August is free trial class month. You can bring anybody for a free trial class any particular day of the week that you want, except Saturdays and Sundays, because we're not there and you don't want to do that. But seriously, members, you have somebody that you care about that you want to share this experience with, you can bring them into a trial class. Just let us know when. And Michelle's watching. Melanie's watching. Good to see you guys. So what's the other thing that we're doing here? And that is, let's see, we got the trial class. Oh, very, very special announcement. August 21st. August 21st is going to be the live testimonial show, all right, with the amazing Jillian and the incredible Sarah. So, members, we have the box on the counter. You write your testimonies in there. It's M-A-R-K, all right, not C if you need to use that. And hey, Jennifer, not Jen, oh. Jennifer, former champ, no, champion Jennifer, never a former champ, always a champ, Jen. Anyway, bouncing around here, high energy in the studio here. I know, I was yawning about a half an hour ago, and Samantha's like, what the hell happened to him? I get pumped. What was I going to say? So we're going to have the testimonial show on August 21st. So fill out those testimonies, and please, you can win stuff, and that's really what it's all about. Hey, Jen, how you doing? And people keep calling me right now. It's a scam. People keep calling me on my phone. I hate this. So listen, I got about 40 seconds to go here. We're going to be right back. I am in the studio today with a member of the Wolfpack. Samantha Richards is here, and we're going to talk about a really good subject, a necessary subject, a subject that is not talked about often, and that is moms and dads who lose a baby in utero or through miscarriage. And and like we said before, there's no name for this yet. We're going to, maybe we'll come up with one today. Mm. Okay. But we're going to come back and discuss Samantha's experience, which is Jen Jen's watching. She's on a beach probably sipping a margarita. Jen Jen. no shame. I have no shame. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Don't go away. Be back in just a couple of seconds.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in? Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
And we are back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the one and only Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. 908-627-7020 is the phone number. Got a couple people who joined us here. Samantha, first of all, Jen Jen says, you know it, which means she's probably three sheets to the wind on that one.
Agreed.
Dr. Jen's watching. Stephanie's watching. Kathy's watching. Brianne's watching. Carolyn's watching. And a quick shout out to Samantha's Grandma Carol.
Woo!
Thanks for joining us, Grandma Carol. That's fantastic. I don't know what to call her. What do you call her?
Grandma Carol.
Grandma Carol. I knew it. Force is strong with me. So anyway, listen. We're going to jump right into it here. I am in studio today with Max Challenge member, extraordinary person, all around great human being, and member of the Wolf Pack. I put that last because that's the most important one. No, kidding. Samantha Richards and Sam, thank you for joining us in studio today.
You're welcome.
It's fantastic. Today, we have, I would say, most people would classify this as a sensitive subject.
Mm-hmm.
And before we even get started, please, as you listen to this broadcast or if you've read the text of what it's about, if you know somebody who has gone through a similar experience, please share the link for this show with them. I think they will find camaraderie and they may find a little bit of healing with it too. Who knows? Who knows what sharing can do? So, so Samantha, I want to talk less, which is odd for me. You know, first of all, you know I hate being the center of attention, and
yeah.
I hate talking a lot.
So you hate that.
Hate it. But I want you to talk a little bit mm-hmm. about why we're here, and in your own words, what's the subject matter, the topic that we're talking about today?
Okay. So I felt it was important to talk to everybody on this lovely radio station today, because I went through something in February that a lot of people go through, but we don't ever talk about it. So my husband and I were expecting our first child in February of this year. Actually, April, but we had her in February.
Yeah.
So we had a rare stillbirth occurrence. And some people I know have miscarriages early in their pregnancy, and other people experience stillbirth as late as delivery of full-term babies.
Mm.
And it's something that people struggle with, but don't really talk about because people don't know how to approach others about it.
Mm-hmm.
It's a very sensitive topic, and I think
yeah.
that people get nervous, like, approaching people.
Sure.
I've had people say to me, I'm sorry, and then they just kind of, like, stare at you because I don't really know what to say.
Yeah.
But I want people to understand that it's okay
mm-hmm.
to approach people about it as long as they're open, because some people haven't dealt with their grief yet. In certain ways. I know I'm very open about it. My husband sometimes is like, stop it. Nobody wants to know about that. But again, I feel as though if you share your journey with people, it leads to more understanding and more awareness.
Sure.
Because I had no clue about it before I went through it.
Me
truly.
Neither. Me neither.
And it's just, once you open that door of sharing,
mm-hmm.
you find out a lot more about people that
Absolutely.
You didn't know before.
Absolutely.
I've had friends tell me all about their miscarriage, their stillbirth, everything
mm-hmm.
that I had no idea. And I've known these people for 3, 10 years.
Yeah.
So it's very interesting what kind of connections you make with people once you kind of be open about it.
Sure. Yeah. Grief is a hard thing to talk about.
Mm-hmm.
When we had coffee and tea before lemonade.
Yes.
You know, I was saying grief is something that we don't always talk about. Death we'll talk about to live long day. But grief, it's something different about it. Just so you know, there's a lady who just logged on with a dog as a profile picture named Jessica who's watching. So did you find any vending machines today, Jess, that we can steal? Anyway. So in February,
mm-hmm.
your daughter was stillborn.
Yes.
Tell us her name. Tell us about her.
So her name is Hannah.
Mm-hmm.
She was born on February 16th at about 7:30 in the evening. It was very unexpected.
Yeah.
I went to a doctor's appointment on Friday. Hunterdon Medical Center, shout out to them. They
mm-hmm.
did a fabulous job.
Yeah.
And I just went for a regular doctor's appointment. All my doctor's appointments had been fantastic leading up to that. I hadn't had any issues. So all of my doctors, midwives, everyone in the whole practice was blindsided.
Yeah.
We tried to find the heart rate on the Doppler, and nobody could find it. Then we did the ultrasound, and that's when we realized, like, oh, there's no heartbeat and no movement.
Yeah.
So at that point, the doctors came in and told me what my choices were. And Kevin came down and met me there because I was only going for a routine, like, 10-minute appointment.
Yeah.
So he wasn't able to make that one. Mm-hmm. So he had come, like, rushing to the hospital. Sure. You can imagine getting that phone call. Yeah. So he came down and they said, you know, you can either come back tonight or you can come back tomorrow. Mm-hmm. So we go home, think about it, because that's what they had recommended.
Yeah.
My husband's like, we got to go tonight. He's like, we're not going to be able to sleep. We can't sit here. We have to do this. So basically, we called back, and we're like, we're coming in. So they're like, all right, come in at 5 o'clock.
Mm-hmm.
So he took me to Chick-fil-A for my last meal, so to speak, for like 4 days. So then we go in and they get me all ready and all that stuff. They take my blood pressure and it skyrockets.
Wow.
It's at like about 175 over 132.
That's, yeah. Wow.
So then after they did that and my blood work, like four doctors come rushing in. Mm-hmm. They had just delivered my liquid diet too. I was so sad. Okay. I just drank my apple juice and they're like, nothing else.
I'm wow. Like come
what?
On. Yeah.
So then they tell me like, oh, you're going to need this, that, and the other thing. And they're putting the IVs in, I can remember. They stabbed me like 5 times with this huge needle.
Yeah, you were wired up.
Oh, it was rough. Well, I mean, you came to see me. So yeah. I had to have 2 IVs put in. One that night they finally got in. And then they kept trying for the other one. And I finally said, no, we're done here.
Yeah.
And then in the morning they got it in. But it was a lot involved. We had no idea why initially. Yeah. That happened.
Mm-hmm.
And so I was there Friday. Then they started like the whole induction process, sure. Which like, you know, cause you have to deliver them. That's the reality. And I think people don't realize that like you're 28 weeks in, you got to get this kid out. That's your job, you know? And I remember I came in with the shirt on that I used to wear to class.
Mm-hmm.
And it says, we got this. And I'm sure people in the Wolfpack have seen me wear both. I have a red one and a blue one. So, I put that up because the hospital bed was right.
It was on the dresser.
It was on the dresser. It was right across from it. So I'm like, that was my whole thing for my whole mentality for this whole situation. And it was a horrible situation. And the nurses would come in and like be tiptoeing around because they weren't sure what to do.
Yeah.
But that's not my personality. So I was like, okay, we got to do this. It's going to be fine. Like, and they all kind of looked at me like,
mm-hmm.
Is this lady okay?
Yeah.
Is she all right? Like, my husband's just like, just let her be. She's fine. And I specifically remember one of the doctors coming in. And in hindsight, it's pretty hysterical. She says to me, I know you don't like me right now.
Yeah.
She goes, but I'm going to tell you this too. You need like a full catheter. I said, absolutely not.
Yeah.
And she's like, wait, what? I'm like, no, for real. You're not doing that.
Yeah.
I said, I will walk to the bathroom.
Yeah.
I do not care. And my husband's back there going, yeah, that's the only thing she didn't want.
Yeah.
So I couldn't have an epidural.
No.
I had what was called, actually, a lot of people don't really know about it, but I had HELLP syndrome, which is a severe form of preeclampsia.
Oh, gosh.
So it's when your blood pressure is high.
Right.
Then your liver enzymes are elevated, and you have a low platelet count.
Yeah.
So your platelet count is supposed to be anywhere between 150,000 and above. Mine was at the lowest
12.
48,000.
Oh, just,
it was awful.
I was going to say just 12.
Just 12? No.
Just 12. That's really low, Sam.
That's bad.
Okay.
So they were like very concerned that I was going to need a blood transfusion.
Yeah.
Concerned about seizures, all of that.
Yeah.
I mean, in hindsight, the doctors were like, how are you even not having, like, I had no symptoms of anything. They're like, you don't have a headache. You don't feel dizzy. You're not any. And I'm like, no.
No, you're one tough
I'm
lady.
I'm fine. Yeah, I got this.
You got this.
So, you know, it's a hard thing to deal with, but I think because of the person who I am, I kind of like mentally set myself up for, okay, you can do this. You have to do this.
Right.
This isn't a choice. And you can't give up.
Yeah.
So I just think about it like if she was alive, I would have to do the same thing.
Sure.
So, you know, a lot of people came and visited me. You came.
Mm-hmm.
Shout out to Connie and Eddie.
Yes.
They were there. Mark was plotting. Steal their vending machine. Not a good thing. Just kidding. But
I have no idea what she's talking about.
But it was so wonderful to see all of the people. My husband's family came, and Karen, his parents, everyone. And in such a difficult time, you know, my parents were in New Orleans.
Yeah.
They didn't even know.
Yeah.
Like, they couldn't get back. They tried everything they could and couldn't get back. And I said, don't worry about it. It's you guys, we will update you often. I said, but they can't do anything.
Sure.
So I just remember, like, everyone being there, and it was great. Like, everybody was, like, laughing and having a good time. My friend Jessica was there the whole time.
I was just going to say, yeah.
Oh, my God.
Yeah.
She's fabulous, by the way. Anything I needed, she got it. She was literally at the hospital 10 minutes after Kevin and I. I was like, what?
I remember when she walked in, I was sitting there, and she brought coffee. Mm-hmm. And I was like, damn, I didn't bring coffee.
I know. And she brought Kevin breakfast.
Yeah.
Sorry, Mark.
No. I suck at that. What can I tell you? Yeah.
Well, they had brought Kevin pizza the night before, her and her husband, Rob.
Yeah.
So it was really like an experience that you don't really realize how much support you have until you're in that kind of thing. And a lot of people might not have that support. So that's why it's really difficult to discuss, too. So then it was like a party in my room. The nurses were like, why are all these people here? Yeah. There was like 10 people in my room at one point. And they basically, you know, I started having contractions and laboring like all afternoon.
Yeah.
So then by evening time, everybody had gone out of the room because they were like, oh, yeah, it's going to go now. So everybody had left except for Kevin, obviously. And the nurses, over 100, and I didn't know this till after I delivered, they brought the entire, they put everyone who was there in the room next to me. Like, there's a room right next to where I was.
Yeah.
They brought them sandwiches.
Oh, geez. Wow.
Drinks.
How nice.
Everything.
How nice.
It was amazing. I had no clue till the next day.
Amazing.
And I really want to just say that they did an amazing job with such a dramatic thing, you know?
I remember distinctly when one of your doctors, it was a lady, came in, and she already had started talking to you about the grieving process. And I remember sitting there thinking how great that was to just bring it up and say, this is how you could be feeling, you know, later or tomorrow. And she might have even said that there's groups and things and started at least confronting this reality with you, which can't be easy for somebody who doesn't know you, but yet is necessary as a physician. So that was very impressive.
Yeah, I think when she came in and she told me that at first, I was like, not, you know, I was not there. I had to be on magnesium. I had all these drugs, basically, that were being pumped into me. But I do remember her saying those things, and really all of the doctors and all of the medical staff there, nurses, everybody, really supported me and really were like, whatever you need, just let us know. Like, they really set me up for, like, almost success in the grieving process kind of thing.
Sure.
Like, they were like, they tried to prepare you for, okay, this might, you might feel like this.
Yeah.
You might feel like this. You might be angry. You might be upset. And I did experience all of those feelings. But, you know, looking back on it, it was really, without them, it would have been way harder.
Yeah, absolutely. And if I may, just to bring attention to him, your husband, is this the, and I hope he's going to watch this later, but he's just the walking, talking, breathing epitome of devotion and love.
Oh, absolutely.
You know, just the stories you've told me, watching him in the room with you, hearing from him, it was just, he's a really good man.
He left one time to go to the bathroom.
One time, that's it. You know, so just a shout out. We talked about this over at the coffee shop. Now, you're a mom who has lost a baby.
Yeah.
And we don't want to forget that Kevin's a dad that lost a baby.
Yep.
And we even admitted it. Sometimes that's overlooked.
Yeah.
You know, and it's natural to do that. It's your body. You're experiencing these things. You're the ones with 72 IVs coming out of you. But he's got to watch you.
Yeah.
Go through it.
I couldn't even imagine sitting in his spot. And he was fabulous, because who wants to watch their wife go through that? You know, and who can handle that? And the aftermath too, we talked about, like, how he was just there for me when I needed to, when I just needed to cry. He was there. And it's just, now we have a much different relationship, which is fabulous, because, like, I know, even though, you know, people get in tiffs all the time, he's there for me, no matter what happens.
Yeah, no matter
it doesn't
what.
Matter.
Yeah.
But yeah, so he sat there through the whole thing. He thought I was going to, like, pass out at one point during while I was delivering. And then, you know, she came in, like, probably 20 minutes. we started pushing, and then, I mean, to be honest, I don't remember any of it.
Yeah.
Because they were able to make me comfortable, mm-hmm. which a lot of people don't realize. Like, when you give birth to a live child, they can't do all the stuff that they can do when you're giving birth to a child who's no longer with us.
Right.
But yeah, so the whole process was really, like, interesting. So then I delivered her, they cleaned her up, and then they brought her back to us. So they said, they were very good about it, very sensitive, like, you don't have to hold her. Mm-hmm. She could just stay here. Yeah. She could stay here all night. She could not. She could be here for 10 minutes. Whatever you want to do and whatever you guys are comfortable with.
Yeah.
So I held her because, you know, she came out of me.
Sure.
Like, that's, we have that connection.
Sure.
And we talked about this before, how it was really hard for my husband because...
Yeah.
Like, and people don't think of that, right? So he doesn't have that connection until the baby comes out.
Right.
Because he's not carrying it. He's like, okay, my wife's pregnant, the whole thing. But he really, it was hard for him. He's like, Sam, this is supposed to be the most prideful moment of my life. And it gets taken away, you know? So that was hard. But I'm glad he was able to look at the pictures and things like that we had afterwards. Because we had taken pictures together. The nurse took pictures of us with holding her. Everything like that. So we were able to have that moment as a family. And he didn't have to feel uncomfortable.
Good.
Which was great.
Yeah.
I think that dads don't get enough credit for all the support that they have to do.
Yep.
You know, sometimes they have it a little more rough than we think.
Yeah. I would agree with that.
Yeah, and I think that sometimes grief in that area is not recognized enough. You know, this whole subject is taboo, so to speak. But I think dad's grief is like, oh, it's in the corner in the closet. Like, nobody really talks about that part, and it's super important to recognize.
I think it's harder for the guys to even talk about it themselves.
Absolutely. He's like, I'm done.
Yeah,
like,
not to stereotype him, you know, most guys
in general
are very compartmentalized. They have to, they keep things in. Depends how, you know, they were raised to, you know, man's man, which is fine.
Yep.
I mean, I'm all for good masculinity in that too. But, you know, we still need to open up and at least share with you, which, you know, he did.
Mm-hmm.
I remember you telling
me. He did. And he
was very insightful, Kevin. I got to give him a lot of credit. He had a lot of insight into his own emotions at the time.
Yeah.
And what he was, you know, rather than just shoving it, he may not have talked about it, but it seemed like he had a good grip on it. So kudos to you.
We love you, Kev.
Yeah. She loves you. I like you a lot, Kev, you know, in a very friendly sort of way. We have, let's see, about just under 9 minutes, just about 9 minutes until the next break. I'm going over the notes that you shared here. So part of the reason that this seems to be a taboo subject is because people are uncomfortable approaching about it. You had said that you had some friends who had lost, you know, a very similar situation, lost a child, and you didn't know about it, and you've known them for years.
Mm-hmm.
One of the reasons that we're doing the show today, and hopefully people, again, will share this, is to bring it out of the corners, that this is something that occurs daily. This is every day. And you never know who you're speaking to about it also. You're speaking to about it. Now, you go through this tragedy. There's support groups and things like that.
Yeah.
And I really, this might be a good time for us to talk about the people who were very giving to you. I know you said Hunterdon gave you something.
Yes.
But there was another group that was a nonprofit group.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to give them a shout out because they're nonprofit and they always need money.
Yeah.
And you never know who's watching that's going to go, oh, okay, I got an extra $100. Boom.
Yeah.
Who are they?
It's called, it's a nonprofit organization called Serve With These Hands.
Mm-hmm.
And you can actually look them up on Facebook. I'll attach the link to the video later on when we post it. But it's an organization who this mom went through a similar thing. She lost her son years ago, and she actually lives like on the west side of the country, you know? So she came up with this idea to make these care packages for moms and families that are going through this whole situation that's awful.
Yeah.
Just to give them a little bit of comfort.
Yeah.
So some people donate money, other people donate blankets to them. Other people donate journals and thank you cards and things like that you don't, when you go into this experience, you don't know you're going to need.
Yeah.
Like, I'm like, thank you cards. Why do I need these? And
yeah.
then I'm sitting down going, oh my God, I have to write them to my nurses. Like, sure. You know, they're there for you, but you don't think about that in time of trauma. Yeah,
absolutely.
So it was super helpful. But like I told you before, I didn't even open the bag until I left. Yeah. You know, I knew there was like chapstick and socks in there.
Right.
And like Kevin was like trying to get this tar chapstick all over me. It was awful.
But you said this earlier, tar chapstick.
It was like tar.
Tar.
It felt like tar.
Was it black?
It might have just, no, it was red.
Oh, okay.
And it was cherry, not my favorite. But, oh, okay. But it was like, just like, I think it was because of all the medicine that I was on, but it was okay. Tar yeah, on my yeah. mouth. I'm like, this is awful. He's like, but you need it because you can't, I couldn't drink water either.
Right.
In case they had to intubate me. So yeah. I needed it. But yeah, so this organization also provides support. So you can message the founder. And I reached out to her after Hannah had passed. And she actually did a wonderful tribute. Like, I wrote to her. She asked me to write, like, what's your story in a brief summary. And she actually posted it on Facebook. And it was beautiful. You know, it was a picture of Kevin and I. It had her name and her birthday on it. And it was great. Mm-hmm. And this organization also helps you reach out to other people who are in your area that went through the same thing. So she said to me, she said, you know, this woman, her name's Erica. She went through the same thing. She is in Hunterdon. And I said, oh, okay. Like, I didn't know.
Yeah.
So actually, she gave me her contact information. I reached out to her. And we've spoken about, you know, what we've went through, because she went through the same thing
sure.
as I did. Yeah. And finding people that have gone through similar situations is really hard in this
especially if they
setting.
Want to talk about it.
Exactly.
They have to reach out first.
Exactly. Yeah. So it's really difficult when people haven't totally coped or gone through their grieving process yet and they're not ready.
Mm-hmm.
And that's okay, because it might take a little while to be ready. And that's fine. So I reached out to her, and she actually had received a basket at St. Luke's in Bethlehem, Pennsylvania.
Mm-hmm.
And she works at Hunterdon Medical Center in, like, I don't know, home health care department, something
sure.
like that.
Okay.
But she thought it was a great idea. So she reached out to the founder of the nonprofit, and mm-hmm. she said, I would like to bring these baskets to Hunterdon. So she is the reason that they're at Hunterdon, and she okay. drops them off and things like that. So I said to her, well, how can I give back?
Yeah.
You know, like Kevin and I talked about how it could be healing for me to give back. But what I did was I made these blankets, because when I had gotten there, there's this nice, beautiful, like, little throw blanket mm-hmm. on my bed. I'm like, is this normal? Like, everybody gets one of these? And they're like, no, that doesn't happen. Like, everyone does not get one of these.
No.
So I have made like 4 or 5 of them.
Oh, nice.
And donated, they're getting donated whenever the next set of baskets
yeah.
has to go. I'm contributing the blanket to those baskets.
Very nice.
And also, you know, it's always good to give back anyway. So my girlfriend, her mom, her the grandma,
yeah.
she's the best. She crocheted, hand crocheted these beautiful
oh, wow.
Blankets to put the swaddles of the babies in.
Yeah.
And my doctor, so we gave them to my doctor. There was like 8 of them. And she's like, what do I do with these? I mm-hmm. said, take them to the hospital and give them to whoever.
Yeah.
I said, I don't care who it is. I said, but just give it.
Mm-hmm.
And I hope that reaches out to somebody. Like,
yeah.
it doesn't matter what you're going through. If it's a live birth, a stillbirth,
mm-hmm.
give it to somebody. Who cares?
Those small acts of kindness mm-hmm. matter. They really do.
Mm-hmm.
And
so that organization really helped me
mm-hmm.
figure out, okay, how can I give back?
Yeah.
And it's nice because Hunterdon also gives you a whole bunch of resources. Like, it's overwhelming, the packet that they give you
yeah.
for individual counseling, family counseling, group counseling, couples counseling,
yeah.
extended family counseling.
Mm-hmm.
And I think, you know, even my doctor, she gave me like 4 or 5 other people that were not on that list,
mm-hmm.
not provided through the hospital, that were fantastic that she knew of.
That's always good.
So
options. Yep.
Having resources and checking that out is important.
Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
Did you want to share what you brought along?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Sure.
Why don't we start with not the box.
Okay.
The stuff in the bag, just so you can kind of show this. This is Samantha's going to share. This is Serve With These Hands, the
yes.
nonprofit brought to her, which you didn't open, like you said, until after you got out
no.
of the hospital. Yeah.
No.
So.
So basically, this bag. They gave me, and it was full of stuff. Right now, it's full of my stuff. But it had a journal in it, which I have with me, so I'll show you guys that. But they gave me this journal. They gave me a pen. They gave me thank you cards, like I said before. So they provided this journal. And they gave me a bunch of reading material and even a letter from the person who runs the nonprofit. Mm-hmm. And I thought that that was really special because you, in that moment, you feel like you're very alone. You don't really know.
Yeah.
there's socks. There were socks in here. Mm-hmm. All kinds of things that you don't think you would really need. Hair ties. Mm-hmm. All that. It was really wonderful to receive that. And like Mark said, I didn't look at it till the end. But I was a little focused on what I was doing. But after that experience, I felt so grateful.
Yeah.
You know, that I was able to have something like that for me, for Kevin.
Yeah.
That kind of stuff.
I think when people go through tragedies like this, mm-hmm. let's call it what it is, hindsight's 20/20. I think your hindsight becomes very crisp, very crystal clear as you reflect. And then you
Absolutely.
Start picking up those things, those gifts, the nuances, the subtle words that you missed out the first time. Mm-hmm. You're like, oh my goodness, yeah. Don't want to forget this.
Yeah, you really reflect on the whole process.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
Because when you're going through it, you really can't like appreciate no. everything that is happening at that moment because you're either totally unaware of your surroundings
mm-hmm.
and or you're so lost in your emotions that you really can't process.
Absolutely.
And then the hospital, you want me to, I'll show the box.
Well,
you
want me to tell you what, we got just about 60 seconds.
Okay.
So why don't we hold on to that because I think this is extra, extra special for reasons I shared with you earlier.
Yeah.
I think it people are going to want to see what the hospital gave you, which is really amazing. So listen, this is Max Living brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton. Just to give some shout outs here, Laura's watching. She's on vacation. Thanks, Laura. Margaret, Tom, Kristen. Megan watching. We were talking about you before, Megan.
Love you, Megan.
And Lori. So listen, we're going to be back in just a few seconds. I'm going to help the Chamber of Commerce pay some bills and do some commercials here. But do not move. 908-627-7020 is the number to the Max Challenge of Clinton. Don't move. Samantha's going to continue her story. We'll be right back.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908-284-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hello, this is Nicole Smith, host of Happy to Help. Would you like to discover the secret to happiness? I talk to volunteers, executive directors, fundraisers, and authors about how nonprofit engagement enriches their lives. We thrive when we have a sense of purpose in our lives. Philanthropy is the new community. Tune in to Happy to Help every Wednesday at 10 a.m. to discover how to find your purpose and live well by doing good.
You're listening to WHCR-DB, HunterdonChamberRadio.com, brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Georgine Trinkle. I want to invite you to listen to Hunt and Hunterdon every Monday from 4 to 5 p.m. You'll be treated to discussions on hot topics every week. Hunt and Hunterdon provides a more in-depth look at issues that are happening right now. You can catch the show live and call in on what matters to you. Make sure to download the podcast to catch up on all our hot topics.
And welcome back. This is Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey, 908-627-7020. Before we even get rolling into it, because I want to make sure that I don't forget to say this to my beautiful wife, Susan, I love you, and I hope you're having a good afternoon, sweetheart. Love you if you're watching. Love you if you're not. So it's like my tradition thing
I
that I
it.
Say. So Samantha is, oh, who do we have here? Oh, okay, Mary, I got you there. And Kathy's watching, hello. Challenge champion Kathy. So Samantha's going to share something. And like I said, this really touched my heart. I was very impressed by this. The hospital gave this to you, the people at Hunterdon. We're doing like a free commercial for Hunterdon Healthcare
Hunterdon Medical Center, woo!
Hunterdon Medical Center. So please go ahead and share and talk. And if you want to, you can hold things up to the camera. Whatever you want to do. Whatever you want to do. Go ahead.
Okay. So, you know, we went through the whole story of what just happened. And Sunday night, we were there Friday, Saturday, Sunday, Monday. Sunday night, my day nurse came to us, Amy. Shout out, Amy and Danielle. But she came to us and she said, you know, the hospital, we made you this box. We feel it's important for you to have, and you guys can open it on your own time, which was very important. So we opened it together, and it's right here. Some of my friends and family have already seen it, Jessica. But the reason they gave it to you is because they really want you to – you don't get to go home with your baby. So they really want you to go home with as many memories as you can. So it's hard. And so they give you this nice memory box, and what they do is it's very naturey. It's like me and my husband, right? It's very nice. But they make these for moms, every mom who has stillbirths, like all different hospitals do it. I was looking at different hospitals. Yeah. I was like, oh, I had no idea because guess what? You don't know because nobody talks about it. I don't know. This microphone might be in the way, so I'm not sure
you can
what we want to do here.
Move it back if you want.
This one?
You can move the microphone back if you want a little
bit.
This one. Oh, that one.
Yeah.
That's in the way?
See what I'm saying?
Oh. Because
it's like in my line. Sorry, everyone. But what they did was they put in everything we could possibly have. So like different hats and different things. Better. Much better, Mark. Thank you.
So I'm a problem solver.
You are. So they put her name card, how much she weighed, how many inches long she was, just like any other baby when they're born, they do that. They put her footprints. It's my favorite part of the whole box. And then they gave us different like little hats. Now, she wasn't wearing everything, but she was wearing this specific hat here. So they made sure that we had something that she had, which was beautiful. They gave us her name card that was in her cart when they brought her to us, the bassinet. They gave us that. The entire maternity ward signed a card for us. It was beautiful.
Impressive.
They each wrote us like a little message. It was fantastic. You don't expect that when you're going through this.
Nope.
They take photos. I know this is hard for some people. But they actually take photos of your child for you to either look at or wait however long you need. If you never look at them, then you never look at them, but you still have them. So I think that that's super important.
Very.
I mean, I looked at them right away. You know, my husband had a really hard time. But he ended up looking at them when he was in his own time. You know, and it was nice because he realized like, okay, this is like, this little person was a good mix of me and my wife. Like it was good for him, you know? And, I think in their own time. So I've had family members who don't want to look at it, and that is perfectly acceptable. And I have other family members who are like, let me look at it. I want to remember her. Like that kind of thing. You know, she never breathed on this earth, but we still have photographic memory that she's here. So it was super important that they put them in there. They put her in like this little gown, and it was so cute. But my night nurse, Danielle, she was so cute. I remember this. She's like, Sam, these pictures just did not do her justice. I am so sorry. Like, it was the sweetest thing ever because, you know, I didn't even expect you to take a picture. Let's be real. But so they gave me this the night before we left and all of that. And it was just beautiful, you know, because you just really need support like that in that kind of time. It also this really helps you reflect. While you're grieving, I can't even tell you how many times I opened this thing. They brought her to me in this little, like, in one of those crocheted swaddles. Which was the inspiration for my friend's mom to make them. So, like, that smells like baby. It's so cute. Like, sometimes you can smell it. Like, if you want to remember those memories. And everybody, we talked about this before, everybody grieves in their own time in their own way. So, the nice part about them making this box for you is you don't have to open it right now. You can open it in 3 years. Whenever you're ready. So having something like this is really helpful to start the grieving process.
Absolutely.
And continue through it in a way.
I think as humans, tangibility is a thing.
Mm-hmm.
Hannah, your daughter represents and represented all these hopes and dreams.
Yeah.
You know, like you said, very bravely, I'm going to say this too. You're one brave lady.
Thank you.
You really are. What you've gone through, I cannot imagine. But, you know, you don't have the tangibility of holding her anymore.
Mm-hmm.
So now you have these things that when you're ready to smell, that smell, you know, you may know this, but olfactory is the strongest memory inducer. So now you're going to smell it. You're going to remember these things. And you do have the pictures, but even without the pictures, you're going to remember how beautiful she was.
Yep.
You know, and it's such a great thing. You know, people think of hospitals and doctors and nurses, it's kind of sterile.
Mm-hmm.
Man, oh man, they're human beings and they have compassion and things like that. I'm so glad they did that for you. So glad. Hi, Michelle. Good to see you. The resources that were provided to you.
Yeah.
Okay. We have just about 4 minutes, a little under 4 minutes now. We talked about Serve With These Hands. We talked about Hunterdon Hospital and the staff there. Is there any other groups that helped you out that you can give shout-outs to?
Guess what?
What's that?
The Max Challenge of Clinton.
Oh, okay.
Okay. The reason I'm going to say this.
This is not my notes. This is not
no,
my notes.
No, not at all. I'm going off script. I'm sorry.
All right.
It really helped me. Like, I remember talking to you, Lauren, Ron, everybody. Checking in on me, all that kind of stuff. So the community support behind that was essential for me to overcome grief and really get through it. You know, like I was like, oh, you know, I talked to you about like wanting to come back and wasn't sure. And then Ron's like, well, start for the first challenge, like start again, that kind of thing. And I did. I started back at the April challenge and I cried on the first day of the first Friday. I just bawled on the floor.
Yeah.
And, everybody was so supportive. So I think if my biggest thing to people is if you can find a group that can give you that support and that like love that you need, you might not even think you need it, but you do.
Mm-hmm.
Go for it.
Yeah.
You know? So that's, I mean, I know it's like totally off script, but
it's okay.
It's definitely one of the things that helped me overcome adversity and really, just be able to regain my mental health and know I could move forward. I think that's important is people think they get in a cycle and they can't move on.
It's an interesting thing when you try to tell people about the tightness that we have at the Max in the Wolfpack.
Oh, yeah.
It's just one of those things. I think part of what it is that, you know, not just that we all suffer together in class, you know, you get to see everybody at their worst. There too. I mean, they're sweaty. There's no makeup. A little bit of stink here and there. Not often, but you know, they are an amazing group of people. Lauren says she loves you. Tracy says that you're so strong. Thank you for sharing your story.
No problem.
30 seconds. Yes. Last thing you want to say.
I just want to say to the people out there who may have not spoken out about things that it doesn't have to be about child awareness loss or anything like that. But just grief in general, you're not going through it by yourself.
Absolutely.
So for those people who think they are right now, reach out to someone.
Yeah.
They'll want to help.
Absolutely.
I know it.
People,
I know it.
People are generally good people and they're here to help. From my heart to your heart, my friend, thank you for being here, Samantha. Thank you for sharing this. Your courage is inspiring to me. I know it's going to inspire hundreds of other people too. So, listen, we want to give a big thanks and a shout out to the dedicated viewers here of Max Living who tune in every week for just about the past year now. We are going to be taking a break from the show for a couple of weeks. August 21st will be the next one and for the testimonial, and we hope to be back soon. Just remember, 908-627-7020 is the number that can help you change your life. What Samantha's talking about here, about having support, it's such a strange thing. It's not just about exercise. It's camaraderie and friendship and support when you think you don't need it, and it's there. So a shout out to everybody who watched us today. We're going to sign off here. Samantha,
thanks, everybody.
We'll talk afterwards. Thank you, everybody who watched today. Remember, if you have any questions, give us a call, 908-627-7020. Thank you for watching. Thank you for listening. Share this link If you know somebody who has gone through similar situations, that's what it's here for. Reach out and help somebody else, all right? Going to sign off here. This has been Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. We'll see you soon. Remember to take it to the max. Boom!
What do you want to do when you grow up? When we were young, it's a question we were often asked. As we get older, our passions become clearer, our pursuits become careers, and if we're diligent, we begin to plan for the life we want to live. That's why, at Ameriprise Financial, we ask what's most important to you. Starting with our confident retirement approach, your Ameriprise Financial Advisor will ask questions that help you arrive at a customized plan that allows you to realize your goals today, tomorrow, and throughout retirement. With the right financial advisor, life can be brilliant. Call Michelle Heidi and Associates, a private wealth advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 16 Lee Street, Units 1B and 1C in Clinton, New Jersey. The confident retirement approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services Incorporated, a registered investment advisor.
USA Radio News with Tim Berg.
USA Today headquarters in McLean, Virginia, was evacuated on Wednesday in what turned out to be a mistaken report of a person with a weapon. Susan Page with the USA Today says the evacuation affected a lot of people.
Thousands of people work in that area. Hundreds of people were surely in the building at the point of the evacuation. It includes not only Gannett and USA Today, but also some other businesses that lease offices in that building.
President Trump and the First Lady are on their way to El Paso, Texas. Mayor DeMargo, a Republican, wants this visit to be non-political.
I've been trying to avoid politicizing any part of this. I don't think it's proper for the families, and it's not reflective of our community.
The mayor was speaking there on Fox News. The president will be meeting with families of victims affected by the mass murder over the weekend. And you're listening to USA Radio News.
Do you wish you could get better sleep and maybe lose a few pounds? Maybe more than a few pounds? Well, there's this product called Calitrin that helps with both sleep and weight loss. Just listen to what people are saying about it.
I've been taking Calitrin for right about 3 months, and I've lost 24 pounds and 19 overall inches. But my sleep has improved, I have so much more energy, and I have the desire to succeed more than ever. Anyone who needs weight loss, more energy, and better sleep, this product really does deliver.
Hi, I'm Roger. Over the 3 months that I took the product, my sleeping habits are increasingly much better. I got a better night's sleep, and I just can't say enough about the product and how it makes you feel. Also, additionally lost a little bit of weight on the program as well.
Hi, this is Erickson. I take Calitrin for weight loss, and I've lost about 20 pounds, and I feel great.
Calitrin is scientifically proven to help with sleep and weight loss safely and effectively. Check it out at toploss.com. That's toploss.com.
A lawsuit filed by Sarah Palin against a newspaper has been revived by a federal court ruling. USA Radio Network's Chris Barnes explains.
A federal court has reinstated Sarah Palin's defamation lawsuit against the New York Times, overturning a district court's ruling which dismissed the suit in 2017. The former Republican VP candidate sued the paper in 2017 over an editorial which linked one of her political action committee ads to a 2011 mass shooting that severely wounded then-Arizona Congresswoman Gabrielle Giffords. In a unanimous ruling, a three-judge appeals panel said that U.S. District Court judge had violated procedural rules in dismissing Palin's suit after an initial hearing that featured testimony from the Times editorial page editor. The appellate panel says that the judge relied on facts outside of legal filings in the case to dismiss Palin's lawsuit.
A nationwide test of the emergency alert system is scheduled for 2:20 Eastern Time. USA Radio News.
Now you can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go. And pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
800-215-5141. 800-215-5141. That's 800-215-5141.
Going a little bit more in depth on one of our top stories, Republican Senator from Texas, Ted Cruz, is calling for the rhetoric to be toned down after the two mass murders over the weekend. Today, President Trump was asked if he agrees with Cruz.
Well, I do agree, but I think we have toned it down. We've been getting hit left and right from everybody. Many of the people I don't know, a couple of people from Texas, political people from Texas that aren't doing very well. Somebody said the mayor, I had one very nice conversation with the mayor of Dayton, could not have been nicer. And then she goes and says, I tried to call her. Well, I spoke to her, and I didn't receive any calls. So they're trying to make political points.
And regarding if Democrats and Republicans on Capitol Hill can work together, the president says,
you have two sides that are very different on this issue. And let's say all good people, but two sides that are very different. If we get close, I will bring them back. But it has to be, you know, we have to see where we are with leadership.
The American Hotel and Lodging Association is making progress with its No Room for Trafficking campaign in hotels across the country. Chip Rogers is the association's president, and he says the idea is to train hotel employees to spot possible trafficking and report it.
If you see one person having dominance over another, people who are unable to make eye contact, people who may have noticeable medical issues, bruises or scars.
For USA Radio News, I'm Tim Berg.